Tefillah for Life, Shir 211, Tuesday, Parshiyos Achrei Mos Kedoshim. We are explaining that the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of tefillin are mitzvahs that we do by tefillah, even though inherently they are really not connected to tefillah at all. And we touched on a little bit the mitzvah of tzitzis, and now let's turn to the mitzvah of tefillin. We mentioned that the purpose of the mitzvah of tefillin is for kedusha of our guf. The tefillin shel yad is supposed to control our emotions. That's why it is keneged the lev, it's keneged the heart. And the tefillin shel reish is supposed to control our intelligence, our thoughts. And we explain that the tefillin really are mekadesh our guf. They are mekadesh our body. And we should really mention, like we said before, that the mitzvah of tefillin is not connected to tefillah. But rather, a person is really chayev to put on tefillin the entire day. Many people do not know this, but a person really is chayev in tefillin the entire day. The reason why we don't wear tefillin the entire day is because, since, as we explained, tefillin is for the kedusha of the guf, therefore a person has to make sure that his guf is clean, and he has to be thinking only about the right things when he puts on tefillin. And since we are not able to do this on a constant basis, therefore we do not wear tefillin throughout the day. But when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do put on tefillin. And the reason is similarly to what we said by tzitzis. Because when a person is approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah, he wants to present himself in the best possible state. And tefillin is mekadesh a person's guf. Tzitzis, we explained, is mekadesh a person's beged, and tefillin is mekadesh the person's guf. And that's why tefillin reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because when the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim, he was koina our guf. Our bodies became mishubit. Our bodies became avodim, became subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we put on tefillin on our bodies to demonstrate that subservience to Hashem. To remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remind us that our bodies belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah, number one, we put on tzitzis to demonstrate that we are wearing our best clothing, so to speak. And number two, we put on tefillin. To be mekadesh our bodies, to be able to stand in front of Hashem, and He should accept our tefillah. And the Sfarim teach us, when a person puts on tefillin, it's as if the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting on the person. And the Pasuk says, V'ro kol amei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru mimecha. When you wear tefillin, all the goyim will see you, and they will see that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon you, and they will be afraid of you. Because tefillin transforms the body. It makes a person be kaddish, it makes a person be special. And when you're wearing the tefillin, the goyim and all the koyches hara keep away from you. So therefore, when we approach tefillah, and we are pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us what we need, we put on tefillin. We put our best foot forward, so to speak, when we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.